Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
21703.
That was 21703.
Yes.
May I please have your first and last name?
Well, let's hold on here for a second. I got a charge back to you guys that I never verified, and it's been charged against my account, and I want to cancel it.
I am a customer service agent at a call center that serves over 300 companies. In order to see who billed you and why, I will have to try to locate an account for you. May I please have
Bonus
your first
Fitness
and last
Regiment is the account name.
May I please have your first and last name?
James O'Brien.
Do you go by Jim? Hello?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, I have Jim here, and for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
I'm not giving you any more information. I've already given it. This thing is a scam. And I'm not giving information until I can find out about what this charge is for.
Okay, so I won't be able to tell you anything on the account if I don't have that address for security purposes. And then
Hold on. I've got the account, and I've got the account number that it was charged by. That's what you should be looking at, not
okay,
me.
We can't look up account numbers. That's for your bank. I do have to have that address for security purposes. If you're not willing to provide any information besides your first and last name and your zip code, then I won't be able to assist you today.
Let me speak to a manager. How about that?
We all go by the same protocol.
That's good. Let me speak to a manager.
We all go by the same protocol. They will ask you for your first and last name and also your address as well.
Okay, let me speak to one.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to get you transferred over. Give me just a moment.
Thank you.
One second, I'm just waiting on a response from my supervisor so I can get your call transferred over.
Okay.
Your call is about to be transferred. Thank you for calling customer support. Please hold.